Welcome to the podcast series for AJP Heart and Circulatory Physiology. I'm your host, Kara Hansel-Kean. Today we'll discuss the article by Whitman et al. Titled, Oxidative Stress and Hemodynamics in Heart Failure. This article published online September 7th, 2012. My guests today are Editor-in-Chief William Stanley, first author Melissa Whitman, and leading expert Carlos Negrao. Let's get started.
Thanks, Kara. One of the hallmarks of heart failure is exercise intolerance. And in the old days, that was thought to be due to just really impaired pump function and not being able to pump blood through the skeletal muscle. But it became clear really in the 1980s and since then that there are major problems with the muscle itself and with the micro and macrovasculature and regulation by the sympathetic and autonomic nervous system in general. This study here really tried to get at why that happens, what's responsible. And this work is the dissertation work of Melissa, who is a postdoc now. And what she did is take a group of heart failure patients and treat them with antioxidants, investigate the role of oxidative stress in the response to exercise and regulation of the vasculature and muscle blood flow. Just gave them a cocktail acutely of various antioxidants, vitamin C, E, and alpha lipoic acid in a crossover design. And first, the heart failure patients had the classic lower blood pressure and also an increase in markers of oxidative stress, like malonyldialdehyde. The acute treatment with the antioxidant cocktail reduced oxidative stress, raised ascorbate, and lowered malonyldialdehyde. Now, the main effect was really on the systemic vascular resistance and not on peripheral. When she did a graded exercise test with a forearm exercise, she didn't really see any difference at all in any effect of the antioxidant therapy on muscle blood flow or resistance. Melissa, what do you see as the take-home message of your study?
We think that systemic vascular resistance in patients with heart failure is, at least in part, mediated by oxidative stress. Now, as you mentioned, there's a lot of evidence out there that suggests oxidative stress is elevated in patients with heart failure, which our study was also able to confirm. Then, following our intervention of an acute oral antioxidant cocktail, only in the heart failure patients did we see a significant hemodynamic response. Specifically, at rest and throughout all three stages of hand grip exercise, the antioxidant cocktail resulted in a significant 12% reduction in systemic vascular resistance, a 5% decrease in mean arterial pressure, and a 7% increase in cardiac index. Interestingly, these changes did not appear to be the result of limb or skeletal muscle specific changes, as there were no differences in peripheral vascular resistance. Now, given the deleterious effects of global vasoconstriction in heart failure patients, we felt that these findings have the potential to guide future investigations, specifically targeting oxidative stress, exercise intolerance, and disease progression in this patient population.
Thanks, Melissa. Carlos, what do you see as the importance here of this study?
Well, I think that Melissa's paper improves our comprehension regarding to the mechanisms involved in the reduced peripheral blood flow during exercise in heart failure patients. Melissa, do you have any explanation about the vasoconstrictions, if this takes place in the blood vessels or is mediated by sympathetic nerve activity?
Well, Carlos, I think that is an excellent question. And unfortunately, we do not have a direct measure of any, you know, muscle sympathetic nerve activity. And so, you know, I'd love to speculate that perhaps the antioxidant cocktail is, you know, working directly on, you know, the sympathetic nerve activity that we know tends to be exaggerated in the heart failure patients. But unfortunately, without a direct measure of that, we can see that the systemic vascular resistance went down, but we can't exactly pinpoint the exact cause of that.
I was very impressed at the effect that you saw with just an acute treatment. Have you looked at any chronic treatments with antioxidants?
Up to this point, we have not looked at any chronic interventions. In this case, we were really trying to use the antioxidant cocktail as a way of getting at the mechanism. And so really the first step was to do this on an acute basis. But I think looking at this chronically is certainly the next step, especially because we were a little surprised that we were able to see this effect, even in these individuals that are pharmacologically controlled in an optimal way.
Carlos, what do you see as the clinical implications here?
I think the Melissa's paper is very interesting in this point, and I see some implications. It's probably that we need to focus on the oxidative stress more than other points in the future treatment for heart failure patients. And as she pointed out, the cocktail with vitamin C, vitamin 1, and other components improved the exercise capacity, I think, in this way, because improved the cardiac output. And we know that most of the intolerance in heart failure patients is due to a vasoconstriction and also a skeletal myopathy. And we know that oxidative stress play a role in the skeletal muscle too. So I think that Melissa's paper give us a good idea about treating patients in the future with antioxidant agents. I'm curious about one data from Melissa's paper, that she didn't see any change in muscle circulation with antioxidant cocktail. Melissa, do you have an explanation for that?
It was a little bit surprising to us that we saw this reduction in systemic vascular resistance, and we did not see any change in the muscle blood flow. And we actually feel that this is one of the unique findings of this study. Unfortunately, we only measured blood flow in the brachial artery, you know, heading towards the arm musculature.
Melissa, what organ bed do you think is responsible for that decrease in resistance? Where's the blood flow going to? Do you think it's the kidney or where?
Yes, Bill, I think that's a definite possibility. You know, in our manuscript, we tried to keep our speculation to a minimum, but there has been, you know, some other work done by Middlecoff et al., and they were able to link vasoconstriction and a decrease in renal blood flow to the mechano and metaboreceptor activation during hand grip exercise in healthy humans. And as the kidneys do receive such a large amount of cardiac output at rest, I think that it's possible that a drop in systemic vascular resistance would allow for an increase in renal blood flow, and perhaps that's where the blood flow is going, since we're not seeing it in the periphery.
Carlos, what are your thoughts on this?
Well, I think Middlecoff's paper is very interesting in this matter, and I believe that this reduction in renal blood flow is mediated by mechanoreceptors during exercise, activation of mechanoreceptors. But going back to the muscle blood flow, when I start reading Melissa's paper, I was a little surprised about muscle blood flow. But I remember that we just published a paper showing that the muscle blood flow did not change with intra-arterial infusion of vitamin C, acutely infusion. So, in other words, our data is in agreement with Melissa's data, using a cardiac output and some measurements very similar to the ones that we use in our paper. So, I agree with Melissa, the exercise and antioxidant strategy and using vitamin C, or vitamin E, other components, we don't see change acutely. It may be that we can see that with chronic administration of antioxidant.
Melissa, Carlos, thanks for a very interesting discussion. This is clearly a topic of great clinical relevance and a wonderful translational study. Kara?
You've been listening to an AJP Heart and Circ podcast. For more podcasts, visit us online at ajpheart.physiology.org. Thank you.